Okay, Chad Evans, CEO of Ontario Northland. Tell me what these events are about.
Sure. So this is the first in a series of community connection events that we're using to communicate with the communities that will be serviced by the Northlander passenger train about the progress to date on implementing the service. And equally important, we're using the opportunity to get feedback from the communities about preferences and ideas and input about what they'd like to see from the service when it's operating.
I'm impressed with the number of tables you have here asking such questions. What exactly are you asking?
Sure. Yeah, we've got 8 information tables here. And some of the input we're seeking is, for example, we have a table about the menu. So this train will operate at your seat service, food and beverages. There'll be a digital menu that passengers can order from. And what we're trying to get at this table, for example, is information about food preferences. Do you like vegetarian food? Do you want to see local businesses featured on the menu? Is there seasonal preferences, perhaps, that you'd like? And we're using this opportunity to get that feedback. Another one of the tables, one of the most popular I've seen so far, is the exterior design of our train set. We've got 2 designs that we're considering for the exterior look and paint on the train. And we've got renderings of them, both digital and printed, and we're asking attendees at this session to vote on which one they like the best. So that's a real great opportunity for communities to actually have some input into what the Northlander service will look like.
How many of these events are you holding?
We've got 6 to 8 of them scheduled right now, and we've got additional ones planned beyond that into 2024.
Okay. When can I get a ticket and climb on the Northlander?
That's a great question. Last year, we announced the purchase of the train sets that will actually be operating on the Northlander passenger train. The train sets go into manufacturing next year. Some of the long lead items have been ordered. We're working with Siemens on a regular basis on the project and on the schedule. We still expect an on-time delivery, mid-2020s, of the train sets. But what I can say is that communities can expect to see some indicators of the service getting closer. Once Timmins Station is built, once some of the shelters are in place, you know it's getting closer. And I'd say the most important indicator is once we receive the train sets, the first thing we need to do is testing and commissioning of those train sets. It takes a number of months for us to do that. This is pre-revenue service. But once those trains start to pass through your communities, the date will be very close. And by that time, we'll be announcing it and we'll be selling you a ticket.
Very good. Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
I just encourage everybody at Timmins, if you haven't had an opportunity to check out, or if you didn't have an opportunity to get out to the event, visit Ontario Northland's website or our social media channels. We're going to share out the same information there. And any of the other communities, take a look at the schedule on our website and on our social media to see when we will be in your community, when you can come and see all the information and the work that we've done to date.
And provide your input on.
And most importantly, provide your own input and vote on your favorite train design.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.